You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Today is the spring primary. Polls are open until 8 p.m. across Wisconsin, where voters will narrow down their choices for state superintendent from 3 to 2, with Jill Underly seeking re-election against challengers Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. Here in La Crosse, there are a few contests to follow. Four people are making a bid to replace Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who declined to run for a second term. Chris Kahlo, the city council president, Vicki Markison, who narrowly lost to Reynolds 4 years ago, Ellie McLoon, who works in real estate in the area, and Shondell Washington Spivey, a community organizer and volunteer, are on the ballot. Two of those four candidates will advance to the spring election. Markison, who narrowly lost in her 2021 bid for mayor, said in addition to supporting the Pathways Home Plan, she believes the city needs to invest in multiple types of housing after years of focusing on large rentals to attract young families.
We have a tremendous opportunity for first-time homeownership. Those new homeowners can come in, they can develop those properties, which we all want, and it'll revitalize our neighborhoods, it'll help our schools, and so we need to be working on the full circle, full spectrum of housing.
La Crosse City Council President Chris Kahlo is touting her experience in her bid for mayor.
This is not the time for someone to do on-the-job training for a role as mayor. We really need a mayor that can hit the ground running on day one. And my experience on city council as a small business owner and as someone deeply rooted and invested in my neighborhood and the community, I think make me uniquely qualified to lead the city as next mayor of La Crosse.
Ellie McLoon, who works in real estate in the La Crosse area, says she'll bring a fresh perspective to the mayor's office.
I know based on the other people running for the mayor position, they've all been involved in either government or non-for-profit. So I think coming in with a new look on the operational aspect of the city of La Crosse and not being a politician will be something, you know, new for the city.
Washington Spivey says he's working to bring communities together as a volunteer and community organizer, and that's why he's running for mayor.
I currently serve as the executive director for Black Leaders Acquiring Collective Knowledge, a nonprofit that I started in 2016 with a group of friends. And since then, we've just kind of been doing a lot of work in the community, making folks aware around, you know, cultural identity, cultural history, working with a lot of youth and things of that nature.
Voters in the La Crosse School District will have to select three people on their ballots from a field of seven candidates. Although one of those running said on Friday he was removing himself from consideration after online harassment. Sam Morris encouraged voters to pick other school board candidates. That field includes Meredith Garcia, who is currently on the board, as well as Joy Bookman, Molly Fuchs, Adam Hoffer, Kevin Hunt, and Jeff Jackson. Current board president Juan Jimenez and current board member Katie Birkendall are not seeking re-election. There's also a three-person primary for City Council District 7, as well as a school referendum for Mauston School District. To see your voter registration status, where to vote, or what's on your ballot, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Join us after 7 o'clock tonight here on WLCX for Governor Evers' presentation of his proposed budget to the state legislature. We'll also cover results from today's spring primary. Today, voters in five school districts in Wisconsin will decide whether their public school can exceed local tax levies to pay for teachers, courses, security updates, and building upgrades. Kenosha, Waterford Union, Northland Pines, Tomahawk, and Mauston School District voters will see ballot measures for the spring primary. Of those five, Kenosha's comes with the largest price tag at $115 million. Meanwhile, Mauston School District officials said that if their referendum fails, they could dissolve as a district 2 years from now. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. The state Supreme Court race was on display in La Crosse County this weekend, with both candidates making stops here. Brad Schimmel, who is supported by conservatives, and Susan Crawford, who is backed by liberals, traded jabs at one another during their stops. The candidates each claimed their opponent was too extreme to serve in the officially nonpartisan position, largely reflecting what is running in political attack ads a little more than 2 months before the spring election on April 1st. Temperatures can be dangerously cold today in the Cooley region. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Dangerous wind chills will continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat, and if you believe that you do have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, and never rub the area, as that can damage the tissue even further.
Dangerously cold temperatures are in store here in western Wisconsin through tomorrow night. Wind chills will be around negative 20 degrees through tomorrow before a slow rise in temps Thursday. By Monday, highs could be close to 50 degrees. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Gas prices went down slightly in Wisconsin this past week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices dropped 1.9 cents over the last week for an average of $2.90 per gallon. This is 4.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 11 cents lower than this time last year. The national average is up 2.2 cents for an average of $3.11 today. This increase is mainly due to refinery maintenance and outages on the West Coast. Also, the transition to summer gasoline is underway and prices will likely start rising in the weeks ahead. A potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine could have significant implications for oil markets in the months ahead.
Locally, prices spiked after a month hovering around $2.95 a gallon in La Crosse. Now the average price is about $3.06 per gallon. The City of La Crosse is hoping a new online design library of accessory dwelling units will help inspire residents to build one. ADUs have been touted as a possible solution to housing shortages. After the city was awarded nearly $20,000 last year through AARP Wisconsin's Community Challenge, it asked residents to submit ADU designs to show the community what's possible here. La Crosse Environmental and Sustainability Planner Lewis Coleman says the secondary housing units can be attached to or separate from the main house.
The top three ADU designs that we picked were based on affordability, accessibility, and sustainability. So we wanted to make sure that these were residences that were in reach from a cost perspective.
In addition to seeing ADUs as a way to increase homes, Holman says they can offer financial support for homeowners who rent them out. They can also provide multi-generational housing. However, Coleman adds there are some downfalls, especially in light of rising construction costs.
In some cases, it could cost as much as a full-size house. So that's still a challenge. And one of the things we're looking at is working with our local lenders to put together financial packages that could make it easier for homeowners to add this to their backyard.
Coleman says what's left of the grant money will be potentially used to make the winning concepts into ready-to-build plans. The city faces a potential landlock because of the Mississippi River, steep slopes, and adjacent jurisdictions. La Crosse hosted the state ice fishing championship over the weekend on the Mississippi River. Nearly 80 teams and 1,000 high school students competed in the event. It's the second time that La Crosse has hosted the event, previously hosting in 2019. Fishing took place on pools 7 and 8 in dedicated areas on the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River. Osceola High School, which also won in 2020 and 2021, took home this year's championship. Among local schools, Holman was the top finisher in 12th place. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl's Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. Been coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th Anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet, singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny and frigid yet again. A high near 3 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 to 35 below. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 11 below. Wind chill values all the way down to negative 25. Stay warm, stay safe. Right now, 14 below.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.